This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. A suburban Chicago businessman is filing a civil rights lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security. The U.S.-born Muslim says he's been unfairly detained by customs and border agents several times in recent months. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
Like many Americans, Akif Rahman wants to travel this 4th of July weekend. He and his wife, Masuda, want to visit her family in Toronto. But Rahman worries when returning home, he'll be treated as he was in May, Mother's Day weekend, when U.S. Customs and Border agents detained the family at the crossing between Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit for 6 hours. Rahman says he was handcuffed to a chair, kicked while being searched, and questioned about the September 11th attacks.
You know, I was put up against the wall. I was separated from my family. I had two guards posted on me at all times.
Rahman says while being held, he had no idea what was happening to his wife and their two small children.
You know, I was afraid. I was afraid for my family. I was afraid for myself in terms of what was going to happen. I've never been handcuffed in my life. I didn't know when I was going to be released, and it just didn't make sense.
It didn't make sense because Rahman says this was the fourth time he'd been detained since March of 2004 and that he'd been cleared each time.
The government had advised me that the sole reason for these detentions is a similarity between my name and the name of someone else on a government watch list. Yet my name is so universally common, it can be likened to a John Smith.
A letter to Rahman from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, dated April 27th, acknowledges his clearance difficulties result from an unfortunate misidentification. But even that didn't prevent the incident with border agents in May. The ACLU calls the treatment of Rahman and his family grossly inappropriate, and claims many other U.S. citizens with names similar to those on government watch lists have also had problems. The ACLU wants class action status for the lawsuit. A spokeswoman for U.S. Customs and Border Protection, which is part of the Department of Homeland Security, says the agency does not comment on pending litigation. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.